You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Messages Unsent, and before that, or sorry, Messages Unsent there is by War on Women. Before that, you had Truck Violence with New Jesus, and you are here in the second hour of Syrup Moose Radio. We're going to talk about AI data centers because I am pissed off, and we're going to talk about it. All right, so the plan has been unveiled for a, quote, sovereign AI data center cluster in Kamloops and Vancouver. This reporting from Simon Little at the CBC. Vancouver and Kamloops will be home to a new data center cluster under a planned partnership announced by the federal government and TELUS. Speaking in Vancouver on Monday, we have an AI minister, apparently. AI Minister Evan Solomon said the project would expand Canada's sovereign compute capacity while helping domestic, commercial, and academic interests to compete in the global AI community. The proposal involves expanding TELUS's existing Kamloops facility and constructing two new data centers through Ottawa's Enabling Large-Scale Sovereign AI Data Centers Initiative. What a stupid name for an initiative. We are taking concrete action to build sovereign AI capacity here in Canada so that Canadian innovators, researchers, and businesses have the compute that they need. Solomon, do you know? I don't think that's how you use that word. Computing that they need? Well, keeping Canadian data, intellectual property, and economic advantage on Canadian soil, Solomon said. TELUS says that the Kamloops project and the first Vancouver project, located at former Hootsuite headquarters in Mount Pleasant, will come online later this year, and a second facility at 150 West Georgia is planned for 2029. The project will begin with an 85-megawatt power draw, scaling up to 150 megawatts by 2032. The TELUS president and CEO Darren Entwistle touted the project as a green initiative, which is hilarious. According to TELUS, the facilities will run 98% clean hydropower and recycle enough waste energy to heat 150,000 homes. TELUS says that the project will also use 90% less water than traditional data center and that it is working on plans to incorporate recycled water from BC Place Stadium. We are sending a clear message to the world. Canada will lead the AI revolution, uncompromising technological... That's what I have to say about that. I am so pissed about this. So, look. I don't think they should exist at all. I do not think that they should exist at all. I think it is an obscene waste of our resources to build them in the first place. So I am not interested in how green or not they are, because they are a blight regardless. I cannot even begin to express my frustration and anger that this is happening. Vancouver's downtown east side has one of the most... in need populations in this country. We across Canada are facing an opioid epidemic. We are facing housing shortages. We are facing financial instability. There are so many needs in this country that are unfilled, that are unmet, because they're just too big a task. We have to have debates about whether or not universal basic income is a good thing or temporary housing in Smithers is a good thing. We have to debate these things and have meetings about them, but we are going to build huge resource sucks in Vancouver instead of making any attempt at all to address the actual issues that we are facing. We are speed running our own extinction here. And I'm supposed to think that anyone in power is going to do anything like that. We know that AI data centers are bad for the environment. We know that. We know that AI, in the ways that it is currently being used, is bad. We know that. And yet, the plan is to go all in on it. To ignore the countless people who die of exposure in what is a quote-unquote developed country. We're ignoring that. We're ignoring the fact that people continue to die from opioid overdoses in this country. We're going to ignore the unbelievable lack of resources available, especially in small communities. I'm from Hazleton. There is nothing here for people. Sometimes the decision that a person here who needs services has to make is whether or not they should leave their home and go to a place where there are services available. We're ignoring all of that to build AI data centers in Vancouver. And I am aware that there is an AI data center in Prince George. That one is also trash, and I hate it also. I don't understand how we can continue to be so callous and so short-sighted. And what? Like, what is the point? What are we doing? Why bother? It's just so transparent what's happening. TELUS is enriching itself because the government and TELUS are in this partnership. The government certainly will be enriching itself, and I can guarantee you that not one of you listening will see a benefit to that. We, like, maybe people who have to go and build them, I guess. And that's the other thing that gets me about these things and, like, pipelines coming through. We put people in these positions where employment is so unstable and limited, and then force people to build the things that will destroy the planet or replace them. How dark is that? How dystopian is that? We talk about 1984 all the time. We're doing dystopian shit right now. That's what it is. We put, for example, Indigenous people into a position where they are struggling, and then come on in and hire them to build the pipelines because there's nothing else in their small communities, or in our small communities, and then we expect them to thank us, to thank them. Like, I can't understand, and I'm not interested in an explanation, to be honest. Like, I keep thinking about, what am I going to do during the next election? Last year was the closest I've ever come to not voting. And I'm so much closer now. Because it is now clear to me that there is not a person to be trusted who seeks power or high office. Eby is on board with this. Carney is on board with this. Are the people that we have elected that are supposed to be better than had we elected Polivier, by the way, we're supposed to be in a better situation because he didn't get elected. Harm reduction voting and all that shit. But where is that? Where is the prosperous thing that we have? The only thing Polivier has had to say about any of this is that it's not going fast enough. Like, explain to me how we're in any way better off than if we had just elected a cartoon villain. Because it sure doesn't feel like it. So, and the thing that really gets me about this is at a certain point, what is the response? You make voting not work. You force projects through without consultation. You make it so that you can force things through. What do you think happens then when people have no other recourse? The action becomes more drastic. And I am not advocating for that necessarily, but I am saying that when you back people into a corner and force them to confront their own extinction, something is going to happen. And if we continue down the path that we are on, in spite of knowing that that is the path that we're on, what do you think is going to happen? And I don't, like, I'm not going to, I don't have one of those things where I can talk about, like, this is the bright side of all this. Because I just, I don't feel that. I feel extremely apathetic and extremely nihilistic about it. And that's not a great place to be. It's a bad place to be. And I realize that that makes this kind of non-constructive. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Because it's very clear to me that our government is not interested in what we think or feel or have to say or about the facts of the situation that we are currently in as human beings, and are going to just continue to work in their interest rather than ours and tell us that it's in our interest. But none of you will be made rich because we have 3 new data centers in Vancouver. None of you will be made more secure as a result, statistically speaking. I don't know, maybe I have a billionaire who listens to this show, in which case you're a monster and you should give all your money to everybody else. But we're just, like I said, we're speed running our own extinction at this point, and it's really hard to keep the faith. It really is. Because I watch people struggling and dying due to inaction and due to the callousness of the structures of capitalism, and then watch people glad hand and pat themselves on the back for shit like this. And it's really, really disheartening. And I've been talking for almost 20 minutes here, and I'm going to stop because I'm just going to start repeating myself. So I hate these AI data centers. I think that everybody who put their stamp on this should be ashamed of themselves. And the the continued loss of life as a result of you not putting resources into the things that are actually important right now, that's on you. That is, you are personally now responsible for that. And I hope that that hurts your feelings. I don't think you're listening to this, but I hold our government and the individual people in charge of our government responsible for every single death that happens because they couldn't be bothered to put resources into these services and supports that people need, and instead decided to build AI data centers in Vancouver. You're building it on the bodies of people who couldn't access support that they needed. And that's that. I'm not going to do a segue. I'm just going to play a song, and we'll come back and talk after.
The only legitimate thing that I can think of doing is to use my body or well-being or freedom or life as to back up what I say. At another time, the honorable thing or the right thing to do might be to be a policeman or to be president. Right now, I think the honorable thing to do is to be a criminal.
think the honorable thing to do is to be a criminal.
All right, folks, that was The Abyss is Indifferent. That is a Megafauna song that I just decided today I was going to chuck into this episode. My new album comes out in September. You're going to hear about it constantly. But I hope you enjoyed The Abyss is Indifferent. Okay, I have talked plenty. We're going to do a rapid fire of some BC artists that I have tracked it down. So we're going to just get right into them so that I can make sure I give proper credit. And I want to try and get as many of them on here as I possibly can. So let's kick it off. This one is Garden Dog, Safety First, and we will be back after this. We'll be right back.
to say.